bleary-eyed and weepy, Georgia Farrell clutched her son's childhood stuffed animal.
This is Jonathan Pooh Bear. He loves poo. He sleeps with poo.
And she delivered this message to the CMPD officer who shot and killed her 24-year-old son early Saturday morning.
I truly forgive him. And I pray for him. And I pray that he get off the force, because I don't know what was the problem. Was he angry? But I know Jonathan. He is a very uplifting, happy person. He wouldn't hurt anyone.
Farrell says her son was prone to bringing home stray animals.
And I had to teach Jonathan that worms are not our friends, because mommy's scared of them.
Farrell says her son moved to Charlotte about a year ago. He had a fiance he was planning to marry soon. He was working two jobs so he could enroll in school. The Farrell's attorney, Christopher Chestnut, says Jonathan was a chemistry major with a 3.7 GPA at Florida A&M University in Tallahassee. CMPD says Farrell crashed his black Toyota Camry down an embankment in northeast Mecklenburg County sometime around 2 a.m. on Saturday. Investigators say they found no sign of alcohol use but are waiting for a toxicology test. In an apparent attempt to get help, Farrell arrived at a home about a quarter of a mile away and began banging on the door viciously, according to CMPD Chief Rodney Monroe. A woman answered the door thinking it was her husband coming home from work.
To her surprise, it was an individual that she did not know or recognize. She immediately closed the door, hit her panic alarm, called 911.
At a press conference Saturday morning, Chief Monroe said three officers responded to the 911 call.
As the officers approached him just to determine if, in fact, he is the individual, what's going on, he just immediately takes off and runs toward a particular officer, and that officer attempted to retreat, but at the same time fired his weapon.
That officer was Randall Carrick, who fired 12 times, according to CMPD, and struck Farrell with 10 of those bullets. Farrell was unarmed. Chestnut says based on the family's conversation with police investigators, Farrell was clearly running to police for help.
From our review, the only sounds were the sounds of gunshots. There were no commands to stop. There were no commands freeze. There were no commands I'll shoot, stop or I'll shoot, police. I think this is a young man who probably was going towards the police officers. The same way, if you were injured in a car accident and you saw red or blue lights, you run to help, not to death.
Chestnut commends CMPD for what he calls a bold and unprecedented move to so swiftly charge Officer Randall Carrick with voluntary manslaughter within 24 hours of the incident. Typically, internal police investigations take several weeks. CMPD officers have shot and killed three people since early 2012, but none was charged. City Manager Ron Carley explains why this situation is different.
As the police chief told me, just very straightforward, they make decisions to charge people every day in big crimes and small crimes. And he said, once you have probable cause, you act. He said, we went through the course of the day. We did a very thorough investigation. And once we had probable cause, we did what we would do in another case.
Randall Carrick was hired by the city as an animal control officer in 2010 and transferred to the police force in April 2011. His personnel file indicates an 8-hour suspension last December. CMPD has not disclosed the reason for that suspension. Attorney Christopher Chestnut says the Farrell family is prepared to sue for more information about Carrick's background, motives, and whether he was adequately trained by CMPD. City Manager Ron Carley says he has not seen anything at this point to suggest any systemic problems with police training.
And from everything that I've seen, there was no suggestion of any malice on the part of the officer himself. And you've got to feel for him and his family as well. This is just a bad situation on all dimensions.
Carrick turned himself in on Saturday and was released on $50,000 bond. He'll make his first court appearance this afternoon. For WFAE News, I'm Julie Rose in Charlotte.